We're back here on 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. Tough Tuesdays. Boy, is there some names on Tough Tuesday.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man. The list continues to get a little bit longer and longer.
And also stay the same.
Yeah, and it's also starting to clear itself up a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, whoever that Jets coach is at this point in time.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's gone at the end of the season, right? Yeah.
You're running out of guys to get out of New York, though.
I know that's the thing, yeah, right? Like with the Jets, eventually you're going to have to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
Is there a chance he gets benched? Is there a chance where, like, this guy, I mean, I know it's like an interim coach, so he's like basically just like, hey, no. Dude, don't screw it up. But, like, third quarter, Jets aren't doing anything, can't get anything moving, and it's like, hey,
who is the backup for the Jets right now? Is it Mike White? Is he still the backup?
No, I think it's Tyrod Taylor? Is that right?
Oh, that's right. It is. You're 100% right about that. Yes, you're absolutely right about that. It is Taylor.
Because if he's benched, he'll bench himself, I think.
He's got a sore hammy.
Allegedly. That defensive player for New England, I forget who it was, came out after the game and goes, yeah, that dude looks old. I mean, like, but he does. I mean, you know, obviously it's not all Aaron Rodgers, but he's going to take the brunt of it. Again, when you're a jackass to people, there's nobody there to catch you on the way down. And that's kind of where Aaron Rodgers is right now. It's become pile on time because he's been a douche to people over the years.
Yeah, he's on my Tough Tuesday list. Also, New York, the city of New York. I'm just saying, the Yankees lost last night. The Giants lost last night. The Knicks lost last night. Wow. New York City FC lost last night. Tough Tuesday for New York, too.
Bad day, man.
Rough day for New York, too. Wow.
And then the Jets lost the day before, right?
That's right. Yeah. But in all seriousness, my tough Tuesday list, Bears coach, yep. Eberflus.
Mm.
Not only did you – so this is why I think he's a tough Tuesday. You called out a player, never good. I don't know how you go back in that locker room and everybody takes you seriously because you're – I know it's one of the most Richard things we've seen with what he did. Talk a bunch of crap, tip the ball, goes to his guy, game's over, you lose on a Hail Mary. Mac almost flew to Washington to cuss this guy out because he cost him $100+.
Still irate.
But not only that, you say that you practice that play every Saturday. I watched Colin Cowherd's show like I do all the time, and he stopped telling people I do that. They know this by now. Matt Hasselbeck was on. He had a really good saying, though. He said that my coach has always told me to be elevated pasta sauce on yesterday's pasta.
Oh, okay.
That's what he wants to do. I thought that was a great reference.
It is,
be good pasta sauce on yesterday's pasta. I was like, that is Matt Hasselbeck's career.
Right.
But they're like, why do you have a QB spy in that situation? Like, he has to throw a Hail Mary. He can't run.
Right.
He can only go 5 or however yards to get to the line of scrimmage. And I guess that they throw like the laterals and stuff, but they clearly were showing you they were all verts on the end zone.
Right.
And then call your player out. Good luck getting back to the locker room. Mike McDaniels is on my Tough Tuesday list. Yes. It's getting old, man. Getting old fast.
Yep.
You had your team yesterday or Sunday. You had Tua. You had Tyreek. You had Waddle. You still didn't win.
You didn't win.
You lost
to Arizona.
Who on the come might be a good team. And Mike McCarthy, man, I don't know if you know where Storage Mart is in Dallas. I don't know if you know where where they store those brown boxes that you can fill stuff in. If I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm getting ahead of it.
Yeah.
I know my rent's going to be up in 3 months. I'm packing now and I'm looking elsewhere. You're not going to be in Dallas much longer because Jerry Jones, he's going to have enough of you and you are going to be fired.
Well, Jerry Jones should fire himself as general manager if he really wants to turn that program around.
Well, the Lord
will
do that eventually.
That's exactly it will. I mean,
I'm just thinking it's time. He's like 80-something.
He's 83 years old, I think, is how old Jerry Jones is. But, you know, every Dallas Cowboy coach should never unpack when they go down there because they know they're not long for the world.
It's a timeshare.
It really is. No. I mean, you're there for a couple of weeks and you move out. Like I feel bad for Mike McCarthy, but you don't have a chance
and
with Jerry Jones.
That's all they're talking about all year is it time to change coaches?
That's what got him to go off on those radio places.
Is it time to fire the coach? And there hasn't been a coach. You can go back and back and back. Jason Garrett didn't work. Mike McCarthy didn't work.
Bill Parcells didn't work.
I mean, nobody's worked
except
in Dallas.
Except for Jimmy Johnson. That was the only coach. I don't want to hear Barry Switzer. He came in on the tail end, won a championship,
which makes me wonder,
much after that.
Is it the coach or is it the owner?
Well, I think it's the owner.
I don't think it's. I mean, I think Mike McCarthy is a little bit overrated because he used Aaron Rodgers to get a Super Bowl title. I do believe that. But I just,
the proof is out there. All of these coaches have failed since 1993
and
or 5 or whatever the year it was, right?
Like basically 96 for the last 30 years,
right.
They haven't had a coach that's been there that's worked because of Jerry Jones and constantly, like, imagine if you had a boss that was just honestly every day behind your back. Like, you sure that's a good topic? Dude, I'm not myself.
Right.
I can't do this with you on my back.
You can't. Or you have a boss that gives you no resources to go out there and work with, and you're expected to go out there and win. All right, go out there and win with this. Who are these people, Jerry?
I don't think Derrick Henry is the problem.
Yeah.
No. How's your running game? You have Dalvin Cook and a washed up Zeke Elliott.
Yeah. You never go back to the well
with
running backs.
Who's slapping butts and smelling fingers.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if you saw that video.
Yeah.
He did it and then bit his lip in like that sexual way.
Yeah, gross. So that's Dallas in a nutshell. That's Dallas in a nutshell.
Anyways, that's
always
my tough
be
Tuesday.
That way. Like, I've been graduated high school since the Dallas Cowboys have last done anything spectacular. Okay. That's a no, it is 30 years. I graduated in 1995.
You got an anniversary coming up then.
Going to KU 30 years ago, I'll celebrate that. But I mean, high school reunion, my God. All right, let's get back to some more Tough Tuesdays. Mac, who you have on the list?
Yeah, I'll just add Todd Bowles would be on my list. I mean, this is a defensive-minded head coach. When was the last time?
In Tampa Bay.
When was the last time Tampa's defense was good?
I don't know.
They won the Super Bowl when their defensive roster was stacked and they spent all the money they had to get all the best players. They didn't draft well. It wasn't good coaching. They're building up these players, fourth round, third round draft picks. The defense absolutely sucks. It's a bottom five unit. And not only that, you keep Chris Godwin in the rest of the game. When that game is over, you're down two possessions. The game's ending. You keep Chris Godwin in. Yeah, I know what Ryan Clark said. I disagree with it. You play Mike Evans. Everyone and their mother knew there was a chance Mike Evans was going to get hurt in that Baltimore game on primetime. You're playing an NFC or AFC opponent, out-of-conference opponent. You don't need it. You're leading your division. You play both receivers. You lose them. Todd Bowles, your defense sucks. That's the only thing you're there for. Your Tough Tuesday.
We mentioned McDaniel. We mentioned McCarthy. I got to go with the Carolina coach this week, too. Your players are out here complaining that Denver ran up the score.
You see a lot of women upset with that pick.
I mean,
he's like sex appeal number one.
Is he really?
Yeah, there's a bunch
more
of like
so than the Minnesota coach Matt Fleener.
No, it's Kevin O'Connell. But no, there's a bunch of like TikToks and Instagram reels going around. It's like, I don't like football. Wait a minute, I might. And then it pans over and it's like Carolina. Really?
Yeah. So he's a sex symbol now. Well, he'll be standing in the food stamp line here in a minute because your players are out here complaining about
David Tepper's also your boss.
Exactly. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, once you start complaining about running up the score, that I'm out on that.
You're
one.
Better.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to that coming up a little bit. Obviously, the Jets coach du jour, and then tip of the cap to Mac on this one. Lance Leipold's got to be on the hot seat right about now, man. Like,
can't win in the fourth quarter.
Every game they've lost, they've blown. I think they should cancel the program in Lawrence. I've been saying that for years now.
How are they going to finish the stadium?
Who cares? You canceled the program. It doesn't matter anymore. Kansas can't football. There's just no other way to put it. Man. Every 10 to 12 years, they have a nice season. Mm-hmm. Everybody loses their mind. They act like they've arrived, and that's the biggest thing. These guys act like they arrived over there in Lawrence. They were the kings walking around town. They can't even figure out a way to win a football game right
about now.
That's
Bob's alma mater.
That was harsh. I love it, though. I agree. You're right. Every game's been close. They've had it in the balance every time. Get close.
That's coaching.
That's
coaching. You win close games and you lose close games, and that, to me, is all about coaching. And the way that they just continue to lose game after game after game after game, they're going to have half a stadium done for 30 years, and then they're going to need the other half done that they redid before they get the other half done.
Like, well, it'll be 20 years. They'll have two winning seasons, and they'll finish the other half of the season.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, and we're going to renovate the other side.
Yeah. Give us all your money. Like, you talk about wasting dough on the Kansas football program. What a joke.
Bill Self just sit there going, told you.
Bill Self's like, I'll
stick
coach
with
both.
Me.
Let Bill Self coach both.
Yeah, let him recruit to the football stadium. That's what you do there. Had they already had Late Night the Fall? They have.
Yeah, they did last week.
Who
yeah.
was the entertainer?
Snoop Dogg, I think.
No way. No, again.
Not again, no.
Was it Little John? I think it was Little John.
Oh, nice.
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Was it Fat Joe?
No. Good hell.
How about all the weight he's lost, though? Give him a little credit. I think he's
impressed.
Lost like 250 pounds, man.
Whoa. Somebody said he went from somebody. I don't know why it's funny to me, but they had a picture of Fat Joe. They said, nah, that ain't Fat Joe. That's Ozempic Joe.
I saw one that said he went from Fat Joe to just Joe.
Yeah. Stop shaming this guy, man. I just felt, he tried so hard.
What was that?
Everyone in the stadium's like, dude, we're down 2-0.
I didn't see Ice Cube in L.A.
Otani's out here with one arm beating us.
I didn't see Ice Cube in L.A. I don't know.
Did he crush it in L.A.? They were up 1-0, though. Okay. So everybody's feeling great.
It's different, yeah. Like, that ballpark last night, I don't know if you sensed it through the TV like I did. Those fans did not really want to be there last night.
They should have had Woody Allen's son that's really Frank Sinatra's son go out there and sing.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Oh, boy, I'll show you. That's pretty funny. They had to do a funny Family Guy skit on it too. It's like, yeah, it's like Woody Allen's son. That's not, looks nothing like Frank Sinatra. He comes in, he's got like blue eyes, gray hair, smoking cigarettes. He's like, hey, Dad, what do we, you know? Anyways, coming up on the other side, we get to three fun questions here on Fesco and Dusty on Kansas City's home for sports, 96.5 The Fan.